Good morning. We continue with our 30 for 30 series, preparing our minds to know what to think about when Rosh Hashanah comes around. So we noted there are three subsections of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah: Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. And each section has 10 psukim, 3 from Torah, 3 from Ksuvim from the writings, and then 3 from Nevi'im from the Navi, from the prophet. We end with a summation pasuk from the Torah. So we're up to the third of the section called Malchios, called Kingship of God. And today's pasuk reads, "Vayihi Bishurin Melech b'Saseif Rashayam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael," and he became king in Yeshurun when the leaders of the people assembled, the tribes of Israel, together, a reference to a pasuk that appears in regard to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vizos HaBracha. What does the pasuk mean? It's a lot of words. Vayihi Bishurin Melech, he became a king in Yeshurun when the people assembled. What does that mean? So we find a smattering of ideas from the different commentaries on Chumash. In his first comment, Rashi notes that if it looks like God is showing favor to the other nations of the world, Vayihi Bishurin Melech, we should know that God always shows his kingship on us. And we should know, Berovam Hadras Melech, that the greatest glory of the king is seen in a majority, a multitude of people. So therefore, the fact that we are there, we are worthy of blessing. Rashi also adds a second idea, that when we are misasif berashe am, when we gather together and there's no machlokas, there's no fighting, infighting among us, that too is a source for us to be able to receive bracha. So again, Rashi points out that that first of all, Vayihi Bishurin Melech tells us we shouldn't have arguments, and also that even when it doesn't look that way, God's always with us. The Sifri says that it's also important for us to show appreciation and respect for older generations. B'saseif Rashayah means that when we choose the wisest of the wise, it's not a popularity contest to see who's hanging out and gives the craziest speech at a convention that determines who is the leadership. It's B'Rashayah. And God appreciates that. God finds himself when things fit in an orderly manner, and those who are deserving of respect are respected by the people. The Ramban adds that when the pasuk thereafter says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, right? So the Ramban says this pasuk also teaches us that we receive the Torah and the mitzvos at Har Sinai, and accepting the Torah, Vayihi Bishurin Melech, shows us that we have a responsibility to show respect for that every single day. So we've got Rashi, who tells us this is about not having a machlokas and being united, but also understanding that that's true all the time. The Sifri says when we are united, we have the proper people in leadership positions. And the Ramban, who tells us that this is something that we have accepted at Har Sinai to follow this rule, and it carries on forevermore. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh adds that we do it without any isms. What I mean is, we don't have ulterior motives. We take on the kingship of God because it's the right thing for us to do. And therefore, we take it on, not with any ulterior motives and not with any ulterior perspectives. The Vilna Gaon says that there are four parts to this acceptance. There's the accepting of the kingship of God, the acceptance of his Torah, the acceptance of his mitzvos, and the acceptance of the oral law as well. And at different points in Jewish history, all four of these different things were challenged by different parts of the Jewish people. But to accept the kingship, just like we need to be united in one element, so too our acceptance of Torah and of mitzvos and of godliness is also undivided. We can't do it in a divided manner. It's all one big acceptance, and that's part of what we're talking about. So again, when we get to this third pasuk, as opposed to the first pasuk, when we highlighted Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, which gives us the responsibility to remember that we should always find that God's kingship. In studying history, we should see that God ran the world. In studying destiny, we should see God will forever run the world. And in present tense, we always need to be aware that God is always running the world. And also we said that we have to be ready in a split second, like an automat, that to come to do the will of Hashem. And it can't be something that is doubtful in our minds. That's what we say when we say, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. when we add in Lohi Bit Avin B'Yakov, which was for the second day that we said we need to focus on having a relationship with God even when we sin. And we need to bend like a shofar, to bend over, right? To be able to bend ourselves, to be able to listen and follow Hashem. Well, today's Pasuk, Vayhi Bishurin Melech, is here to teach us a different message. To highlight to us that we accepted God's kingship at Har Sinai, and it extends forward in every generation. But it extends forward with the responsibility to us to unite without isms, but under proper leadership, to be under the rule of Hashem, indivisible. And an understanding that we accept not only the fact that God is the ruler of the world, but we also accept the Torah, the mitzvos, and the Torah Shebaal Peh in the same way that we accept Him. If we put these three psukim together, we have a brand new focus about what the Malchios is about. We recognize God, we bend to Him, and we bend to Him all together, forever, accepting Him, His commands, and His rulership forevermore. We get that. We have really put a crown on God's head, and we'll continue to see how we see this from the Nevi'im as well when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day, and a Chodesh Tov, u'mevarach.